Your Mishnayis Masechta Sanhedrin, Walden Perik Shmini, Perik Ben Sarah Murrah. Mishnah says, Ben Sarah Murrah. That we have before in the Mishnah, that a Ben, that's a Sarah Murrah, that rebels and goes against his parents, that he's Chayef Skila. So Mei Masai, at what age does a son become a Ben Sarah Murrah? At what age? He has to be bar mitzvah, 13 years old. And also he has to have simoni godless. He has to have at least two hairs there by his mokam erva. V'yad, until how long after that? Ad sheyakif zokan, until his beard on hatachton, until the beard of the bottom, means the hair around the gid, the Gemara says, grows, it surrounds the gid, surrounds the mokam of the milah. That's if he has that much hair, then he's too old already. He cannot become a Ben Sarah or Mor anymore. And the Mishnah says Hatachtem Blo Yelyon. When it says Lashon of Zekan here, a beard, it means the hair on the bottom that grows near the erva, and not the beard that grows on your face. The reason why the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Zekan, even though it usually goes on the beard on the face, because it wants to use a nice Lashon. But really here it means when the son is 13 years old and he has two hairs, until how long it takes until he has grows more hair there that surrounds the whole gid. Now the Gemara says really that it cannot be more than 3 months. Once the boy is 13 years old and 3 months, he's also too old to become a Ben Sarah Murrah. So whichever one comes first, either 3 months comes first, or else he has the zakan, he has Sheyakev zakan. If that comes before 3 months are up, That's also an age that he cannot become a Ben Sarah Murrah anymore. Now the pasuk says Shenema, because the Mishnah says Shenema, because the pasuk says Ki yiyeh le'ish ben, when a father has a ben. So if this is the drosh, it has to be a ben that samach lish. The Mishnah says Lashna samach legvurasa shlish. That means after he's 13 years old, that first 2 or 3 months. Now also the ik is ben v'loy bas. Only a son could become a Ben Sarah Murrah and not a daughter. Even though the Gemara says there's a svarah that a daughter, if she does bad, she'll become a zayna, she'll be worse off. But still, it's the Gzeres HaKosev, Ben V'loy Bas. Also, we darshan Ben V'loy Ish, that he has to be a man and not an ish. I mean, once he becomes 13 and 3 months already, or else 13 and Shahikif Zakan, he's called an ish already. And that's too old, he cannot become a Ben Sarah Murrah. Then the Mishnah ends off, HaKotan Potter. Over here there's a special lima that a Kotan before Bar Mitzvah, he cannot become a Ben Sarah Murrah. Shalei bo lechlal mitzvahs, because he did not come bechlal mitzvahs. And the Gemara explains, really there would have been a svara that a Kotan should become a Ben Sarah Murrah, even though we never find a punishment by a Kotan. But here, a Ben Sarah Murrah, we're not really killing him for the avera that he did right now. It's only our shame sefer, what's going to happen to him later on. See, so I would have thought maybe if a Kotan is acting so bad now, there's also a svara to have him killed. That's the Jerush Reno, that a Kotan, since he's loibol lechlal mitzvahs, there's no pash, he's not chayiv skila, there's no pash of a Ben Sarah Murrah. Mishnah Beis, Me'ein Mosai Chayiv. When is a Ben Sarah Murrah Chayiv, like this boy that's 13 years old, when is he Chayiv, what does he have to do to make him into a Ben Sarah or Murrah? Mishayoichol Tartamer Bosar. He ate a chatzi mono, a certain portion, a certain amount, which is chamishim dinner of meat. That's how much meat he ate. And v'yishte chatzi lug yayin hoitalki. He drank a half of a lug of this special wine from the talki at one time, which is very good wine. So since he ate this much meat and drank this much wine, we say he's a bal hano, he's going to go after his tivus and he'll continue eating. And al soifoi, he'll end up robbing and killing people. Rabbi Yossi says, mona bosa. No, he has to eat twice as much. He has to eat a mona worth of bosar, and volug yayin, not a chatzi lug at the Tanakama, but he has to drink a lug of wine, and then he becomes a Ben Sarah Murrah. Ochal bechaburus mitzvah. Let's say the son ate and drank, but he did it bechaburus mitzvah, he did it by chasna, he did it by a sudis mitzvah, then he does not become a Ben Sarah Murrah, because since it's a sudis mitzvah, we do not say he's only going after his hano, he will not be nimshach after his hano. Ochal Bibur HaChodesh, if he ate by the Suda they made when they made it an extra day to the month, Nibur HaChodesh, they used to have a mini teed a small Suda then. So even though this son took more wine and more meat, still it's called the Suda's mitzvah, he will not be Nimshech Achrov, he does not become a Ben Sarah Merah. Ochal Maise Sheni Bishlayim. Let's say he had money of Maise Sheni that he took to Yerushalayim, and with this money he bought wine and he bought meat. He does not become a Ben Saramar again. It's a type of a mitzvah. It's not called he's going after his taivus. Ochal, let's say he ate in the velus of treifus. He bought the meat that's treifa, shkotzim ramoshim. Also, he does not become a Ben Saramar. Since this meat is treif, we're not afraid he'll go after it. He'll be nimshach achrav. Then the Mishnah also has the gears. We have ochal tevel lemaiserishin shlanitru trumosai. Let's say he ate a tevel, or else ma'aserishin they did not take off the trumas ma'aser yet, or else ma'aser shein ve'egdish laniftu, he ate these things that are the osat eat. Or and the Mishnah says now the klal is ochal dover shul mitzvah. If he ate food by sudas mitzvah, the mitzvah eat it, or else v'dover shu aver, he ate something that's an avera. All these cases he does not become a ben sarah maror. Ochal kol ma'ichov le ochal bos. Let's say he ate a lot of food, even though it's kosher, but he did not eat meat. Shosa kol mashki, drank all different type of drinks, but v'lo shosa yain, he did not drink wine. And enase ben seremer, he does not become a ben seremer. There's no chiyuv skila. At sheyoychal bosa v'yishte yain, until he has to drink wine and eat meat. And how much? That was the beginning of the Mishnah. Shenema, because the pasuk says zoylel v'sayvei. So zoylel, we say that goes on. He eats meat, and the seve that goes, he drinks wine. Now, the afal pi shen rai ladov, we don't have a clear proof to this, but the zeicher ladov, we have a zeicher, a remembrance to this pshat. Shenema, there's a posek in Mishnah that says, al tehi b'seve yayin, do not be by people that drink a lot of wine, and b'zeile lei v'osar lomai. So you see, zeile goes on meat, and the seve that goes on wine.
Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Gonav Mishaloviv, if his son stole the money from his father, and then he bought meat, but the Yochav Rishusoviv, he ate the meat in his father's house, so he does not become a Ben Saramur. Because the side is, you have to do something that you'll do it often, that you'll be addicted to it. So you're afraid, you're embarrassed to eat in your father's house, so this won't happen too often. The same thing, Mishel Achirim, if you rob, steal money from other people, the Yochav Rishusachirim, and you buy the meat and eat it in somebody else's house, also this won't happen too often, because it's not so easy to steal money from other people. What about Mishal Acherim, you stole the money from other people, for Yochav Rishusoviv, and you ate the meat in your father's house, still, Einu Nasa Ben Saramur, the Mishnah says. You do not become a Ben Saramur, because it's not so easy to steal from other people. Ad until sheyignoiv mishaloviv, you have to steal the money from your father, which is pretty easy. You're in the house together, it's easy to steal the money from him. And v'yoychav b'shus acherim, but if you buy the meat and the wine, you'll eat and drink in somebody else's house, there you won't be caught. Rabbi Yaisi Barab Yuduraimer, he says, ad sheyignoiv mishaloviv u'mishalimoy. You have to steal from both. The money has to belong to both your father and your mother. How does your mother own money? The Gemara asks. So the answer is either it was the suda, this money was set aside to buy food for both your parents, and then the son stole this money, or else in a case where the mother received the present, amanash ein labal reshuzbo. Amanash, the husband should have no reshus in it, so therefore that belongs to her. So if the kid steals that type of money that belongs to both his parents, then he'll become a ben soyomer. Mishnah Dalet, Hoy Oviv Roitze, let's say his father wanted to give over his son to bring him to Bezdin, to make him into a Ben Saramur, but the Imay Ena Roitze, the mother does not want it. Or else the opposite, Oviv Ena Roitze, the father doesn't want, the Imay Roitze, and the mother wants, is Ena Nasa Ben Saramur, the kid does not become a Ben Saramur, Chiyosh Neim Roitzen, until both of them agree, like the Potter says, Vesov Shuvoy Oviv Imay. They both have to agree to take their son to make him into Ben Saramur. Rabbi Yehuda Mabudi says, Im lehoi se'imoi ruya li'oviv, if your mother was not fit for your father, is enanase Ben Saramur, the kid does not become a Ben Saramur. And the Gemara explains it does not mean that she's also to your father, but rather it means, according to Yehuda, that they have to sound alike, they have to have the same voice,
they have to look alike and they have to be the same height. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was never ben sara maru because it is not shchiach to happen. But he dashes from the pasuk that says, "Einenu shemeya b'kaylenu," mashmis like one kail. So they both have the same voice, the same way. They both have to look alike, and they both have to have the same height. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Hoyechad mehem gidim. Let's say one of the parents was missing an arm. Oy chiger was hunchback, couldn't walk so good. Oy ilam couldn't hear. Oy suma was blind. Oy cherish. I mean, ilam means can't talk. Oy cherish can't hear. Is ein anase ben saramur. The son does not become a ben saramur. Why? Shinema, because it says in the pasuk, it says, first of all, v'sof suvoy ovi v'imoy, that they both have to grab the son, mashma, they have two hands to grab him. For loy gidman, not if they're missing an arm. For hoitziya waisa, the pasuk says, they schlep him out. For loy chigrim, not if the parents can't walk. For yomru, when they save loy ilmim, not if they're speechless. B'neinu zeh, they have to be able to point like to show, this is our son, v'loy suman, not if they're blind. And they say, "Enenu shemeya b'kaleinu." He does not hear to our voice. For loy chershem, not if the parents themselves can't hear, because the pshat is like they have to hear the son saying, "I'm not going to listen to you." Now, maschrim boy b'fnei shnayim, they have to warn him b'fnei shloishi. You have to warn him in front of three. And the Gemara says, really, the asura is enough of two people. Just means you have to first bring him to a bezdin of three. O malkanoisa, the bezdin warns him, and the bezdin gives him malchus. If the son still goes and steals and still eats, then need them b'yesom shleisha. Then the parents have to bring him to Bezna of 23, and they'll pass him a chiv misa to give him skila. But v'yena niska, Bezna does not give him the skila, achiyu shom shleisha rishonim, until the first three dayonim, the paskin that gave him the chiv malchus, should be there now by the Bezna of the 23. They should be part of it. Shinema, the pasuk says, b'neinu zeh. That means zeh shalokim b'fneichem. This is the son that already received the punishment, received malchus already before you. So those three leonim have to be here now also. Borach, let's say the son ran away from Bezdin. So achla nigma dinif, before Bezdin gave the psak din. V'yachakachin, in the meantime, it took 2 or 3 months, so they caught him back again. Hikiv zokin atachton, like his bottom hair grew too long already. So right now, he can't become a bensaramar anymore. So locher is potter, Bezdin does not pass, does not give him a chiv skila. Since right now, at the time when Bezdin wants to give him the psak din, the gemar din, he's not fit for it, we cannot give it him. But v'yim ishanig madine borach, let's say Bezdin first paskin v'chiv misa, and then he ran away, v'yachakach hikiv zokin atachtin, and afterward Bratarmi catch him again, his hair grew on the bottom, still is chayiv skila. Since the chiv skila was chal already from before, Bezdin already made the gemar din before, but since Bezdin made the gemar din, therefore his chiv is still here. Mishnehei, ben soirer umoirer nidr nashem soifer. The pshat, the reason why the Torah gives him such a chiv, a skila, is because we look at the end, what's going to be with him. And the svar is, yom zake, let him die now, clean, via yom chayv, and he should not live, because the end will be, he'll end up to kill other people, and he'll have to kill him anyway. So let him die now, when he's still a zake, when he's still a free person. Shemisosin shall rishoyim hanolahen fi hanoliyelam. Because when Hashem has the rishoyim killed out, it's good for them that they'll stop doing the averus now, and it's good for the world. We don't have rishoyim around. Ule tzadikim, but by tzadik it's just the opposite. Ralahem, it's bad for them that they die. They can't do any mitzvahs now. For raliyelam, it's bad for us. We don't have the hashpah from the tzadik. Yayin v'sheino, wine and sleep. The rishoyim hanolahem, it's good for them. They enjoy it. When the Rishayim are sleeping, they can't do any harm, it's good for the world. Or the Tzadikim, though, Ralahem, it's bad for them that they should have to sleep or be Shikr. And Ralahem, it's bad for the world also. We need the Tzadikim, we need them to be awake, we need them to help us out. Pizel Rishayim, Hanolahem, Vihanolahem. If the Rishayim are spread out, Pizer means they're spread out, they can't have meetings together, so it's good for them. And it's good for the world. They won't have too much bad on the world. Well, it's tzaddikim, but tzaddikim ralem, it's bad for them. They need one another. They need charusa. They need help from one another. And v'ralei elam, we lose out if we don't have the meetings of Talmid Chachamim. Kinas l'rishoyim, let's say when the rishoyim come together, ralem, it's bad for them. They'll decide to do terrible things. for Rali Elam, and it's bad for the world also. Ole tzadikim, but by tzadikim, when they come together, ha'anolehem, it's good for them, v'hanolehem, the world gains from it, we have anah from it. Sheket l'rishoyim, when it's peaceful for the rishoyim, ra'alehem, it's bad for them, they'll just go and do bed and bed, for ra'alehem, it's bad for the world. For the tzadikim, but when tzadikim have it easy, ha'anolehem, it's good for them, they could just sit and learn and do mitzvahs, v'hanolehem. We have enjoyment from the fact that tzadikim do mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim, that we'll learn from them.
If somebody is like digging under your fence to come in to rob your house, so the locher is nidom al shem soifai. The Torah looks into the end of it, is that he is coming to kill you, and therefore you have a right to kill him. So the Mishnah says, let's say when this person was trying to rob your house, when he was digging underneath the fence to come in, while he was digging in, he also was mazik you. He broke your barrel of wine. So it depends. Im yesh loydomim, if this is a person that he still has blood, means he's still alive, that you have no right to kill him, like the Gemara explains, let's say a father is coming in to rob his son. So we know for sure that the father is not coming to kill the son. Therefore the son has no right to kill his father. So there is considered yesh loydomim, he still has life. So therefore, there's no chayiv misra upon him. Therefore, chayiv, the father now is chayiv to pay for the damage that he did. But what's going to be in main ledomim if another person comes in, or even the Gemara says a case where a son is going to rob by his father? There, the svara always is that the robber knows that if when the owner sees him, the owner is going to resist. He's going to try and stop the ganef from stealing. Now the ganav realizes that, and therefore the ganav comes, he's ready to kill, he's prepared to kill the owner. So therefore the loch is, if someone's coming to kill you, you have a right to go and kill him first. So therefore anybody that you do not know that he has 100% rachmonis on you, that he will not kill you, it's considered like he's coming to kill you, and therefore you have a right to kill him, or anybody else has a right to kill him. So therefore, it's considered like that person has a chiyuv misa upon him, since people have a right to kill him. Therefore, potter, if he does damage, it's considered like komlei b'derabim minei, we consider like he has a chiyuv misa upon him now, therefore we do not put a chiyuv mamon upon him, therefore he's potter from paying for the damage that he does. Mishnah Zayin, v'yelu hein, these are the three cases, shematzilu noisom benafshan, that we have a right to stop a person from doing the avera, even if it means to kill him. Haroidif acha chaver lahorgoi, if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon, so lochorus Reuven is a roidif, therefore we have a right to kill Reuven in order to protect Shimon. Either Shimon himself could kill Reuven, or else anybody that's seeing the action, that's seeing Reuven go to run after Shimon, they see the roidif, they have a right to stop him, and if the only way they could do it is by killing him, they have a right to kill him. What about Acher HaZocher? The same thing. If we see Reuven running after Shimon to have Mishkav Zocher with him, and the only way to stop him is to kill him, you have a right to kill him. The Acher HaNara HaMarosa, the same thing if a man is running after attacking a Nara HaMarosa. A Nara, she's 12 years old, that has Erisin, has a husband. So the Pagam is terrible here. Therefore the Torah says, the Pasuk says, Ein Lo Moshiach, Mashma, if she has a Moshiach, if she has somebody to save her, the person's allowed to save her, even if it means to kill the attacker. Abul HaRoidif Acher HaBehema, let's say we see Reuven just running after an animal to live with the animal, even though he's doing a chet that he's chayiv misa for it, still, if we cannot stop Reuven, we have no right to kill him. Same thing, the hamachalas a Shabbos. If we see someone to be mechalas Shabbos, and the only way we could stop him is by killing him, we have no right to kill him. For yoivet avodah zarah, if a person worships avodah zarah, and the only way to stop him is by killing him, we have no right to kill him. On these cases, the Mishnah says, ein matzilu noisam benafshan. We have no right to save him by killing him. Here we don't have the heter to kill a person, but rather we just have to wait. And if he does the avera, then we can bring him to Bezdin, and Bezdin will kill him later. But we have no right to kill him. Only these first three cases is there a heter to kill him by a right of achach avera lahorgoi, ras achar hazachor, ras achar nara hamarosa. You're up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. These are the averus that if you do, that Bezdin gives you sreifa, they burn you. That we had before, they pour down hot lead. Habu ali show bita. If a man like lives with a married a wife, and then he lives with her daughter, that's called isha bita. So when he lives with her daughter, he's chayiv sreifa. Ubas koyin shezinso. Same thing if a bas koyin, the daughter of a koyin. When she got married, if she's in the suya, and somebody else lives with her, so she's chayiv sreifa. Now, yesh bechlal isha bita. When the Mishnah first says that there's a klal that you can't marry your wife and then live with a daughter, there's an erva of isha bita. So you have to know, included in that is bitoi, ubas bitoi, your daughter, and your daughter's daughter, ubas benoi, or else the daughter of your son. Is also included. It goes down three generations. And the same thing, ubas ishtoi, ubas bito, ubas beno. Because even though it's not your daughter, it's just your wife's daughter, or your wife's granddaughter, ubas bito, ubas beno, it's also a chiv sreifa. Chamoisai, if you married your wife, if you live now with her mother, with your mother-in-law, yichayiv sreifa, v'yein chamoisai. Same thing if you live, or else if you live with your mother, your wife's grandmother, your mother-in-law's mother, or else v'yein chamov, your father-in-law's mother. All these cases, yichayiv sreifa. Then the Mishnah goes on, v'yelu hen hanerogim. These are the various, if you do, you are killed with through bezdin, means with the saif, with the sword. Harotzeach, if you kill somebody, you chayiv saif. V'yanshi ir hanidachas, the people in the city of ir hanidachas, there's also a chayiv of saif. Now, rotzeach shikir esriyeyu, if somebody hits his friend, be'evid with the stone of a barzel with metal, he's chayiv misa. Or else, v'kovash olav l'toich hamayim. Let's say your friend is in the water, and you hold him down under the water until he dies, you're chayiv for that. Or else if you hold him down in the fire, you do not let him come up, for that you're chayiv. If you're holding him down in such a way that he cannot come up now, therefore considered, you'll kill him. What about doch for the toich hamayim? Let's say you pushed him into the water, or the toich, or you pushed him into the fire. But the yochol alis misham, really the person could have gotten up himself and saved himself, but instead he just stayed there and died. V'meis potter, for that you're potter. That's called a gruma, that's not called a maisa of killing, for that you're potter from Isa. The other Mishnah says, Shisa boyes akelef, let's say you get a dog angry, that you make him chase somebody, or else Shisa boyes anochesh, you get a snake, or you arouse a snake, that he goes to bite your friend, and he kills your friend, potter, your potter, it's only called the groma, your potter from Isa. What's going to be Hishach boyes anochesh? Let's say you take the snake, and you hold this snake with its open mouth and puts it next to you, and you put it on your friend. That's called hishach boyes anochesh. You take the snake itself and you put it onto your friend. So Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda holds here yechayev misa. The Gemara says, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the poison is at the tip of the mouth of the snake. So it's like you're taking the poison and putting it into your friend. Therefore, yechayev misa. V'yechachomim apoytrin. The Chom say no, yepoter. They hold the poison is inside the snake still. So even though you put the snake near your friend, it's still called the snake is making the is killing and not you. And therefore, the snake would be chayiv misa, but you would be potter. Now, hamaki es chavera, if you hit your friend, ben be'evin, whether you use a stone, ben be'egref, whether you use a fist, for yamdu l'misa, and Bezdin right now evaluated that this hit was a strong hit, that he was supposed to die from it, v'heikom imashohoya, but the next day it turned for the better, he got a little bit better. Uliyachim mikan, let's say on the third day, hichbed v'meis, the sickness became worse and he died. So chayiv, the Tanakhama says, it's still called the maisa misa yichayiv. You hit him a hit that was supposed to kill him, and at the end he died. Yichayiv. Rabbi Nechem Yoemen, no potter. In such a case, you're potter from Isa. Sharaglayim Ladover. There's like evidence here that it wasn't really your hit that killed him, because in between, he became better. The Gemara says in Nechem Adash, as a posuk of Venika Hamakir, the teacher says, in such a case, you're potter. Now, Mishnah Beis. Niskavin laharages abehemo vorages odom. You had intentions to kill an animal, and by mistake, and it came out that you and it was a man next to it, and you killed the man. You had intentions to kill a guy. And by mistake you killed the Jew right next to him. You had intentions to kill a miscarriage, a baby, that would not live. And by mistake there was a baby that was going to live next to it. So Lachri is Potter. In all these three cases, Yipotah, that's called Nazkarvan Lahorig, that somebody Yipotah from Isin came out, he killed somebody that you're Chayiv, Yipotah. What's going to be Niskavin Lakoisi Almosnov? You had an das to punch your friend on his thigh. Floyhoyibokadeh Lahomis Almosnov, and that punch that you gave him was not a strong enough punch to kill him on his thigh. But by mistake, Vaholcholo Aliboy, this punch, instead of hitting him on the thigh, you hit him in his heart. And now that you hit him in the heart, it's possible he should die from this punch. That was a strong enough punch to kill him in the heart. And the person died, still potter, you potter from Isa. Since you do not have intentions to hit him in the heart, it's not called you did an Amaisa Hariga, but Kavona. What's going to be Niskavin Lahakoisi Aliboy? You had intentions to hit him by his heart. And that punch, really, if it would have went to the heart, it should have killed him. But what happened was, now this punch went on his thigh. And this punch now is not strong enough, really, to kill a person if you hit him on the thigh. But what happened was, the person died anyway from this punch. Again, poti poti from Isa. Because lemaisa, it's not called your maisa riga, since the punch that landed on his thigh did not have enough strength really to kill him. So we say that's not called a maisa riga, therefore you poti, even though he ended up to die. What's going to be niskaven lahakos es agodol? You had intentions to punch a big strong person. For lahoye bokadei loham es agodol, and the punch you had intentions to give him is not really strong enough to kill that person. But vahol choloy ala cotton, by mistake this punch went and you hit a small person, a cotton. For hoye bokadei loham es es a cotton, and this punch now when it landed up by the cotton, really it's strong enough to kill him. For mace and the cotton dies, still potter. Since you did not have intentions to hit the cotton, you had an das to hit a godol, and the punch then would not be gedei lahomis, yipotah. What's going to be niskavin lahakos es agodol? In the case where you have intentions to hit the kid, for ho yibok gedei lahomis es akotin, and the punch that you gave him really is strong enough to kill him. But for hol cholo al hagodol, but now by mistake this punch went to a big person, for ho yibok gedei lahomis es agodol, and the punch that you gave him really, al samay sarig, it's not strong enough to kill him. But still, v'meis, something happened that the person died. Again, potter, since you did not do a maisa rigo, you potter. Ava, but what's going to be? Niskavin hakas al mosnav. You had intentions to hit him on his thigh. And v'hoye bokadei lohames al mosnav. It was a strong enough punch really to kill him if it would have went on his thigh. But v'ho choloy aliboy. Now instead, this punch went to his heart. V'meis, and the person died. Chayiv, then avadi chayiv misa. So the mice, you made a strong enough punch, and you had him dar to give it to him on the thigh, which would have killed him there. So now that it went in a more delicate place on the heart, avadi is still yechayiv. What's going to be niskavin lahakas es agodol? You had intentions to hit an older person, but for hoye bokadei lohames es agodol, the punch you gave was strong enough really to kill that person. But for choloy al akotin, by mistake now this punch went to a koton vomeis, and when you punched him, you killed him. Again, chayiv misa, yechayiv, since it was called you did a maisa rigin with intentions, even though you niskavin lahorik is there, and it ended up you hit somebody else. Still, the Tanakhama holds Yechayiv. However, Rabbi Shimon says no. Afilu naskavin lahoragezer, vorgezer potter. Any times where you have intentions to hit somebody, and by mistake it hits somebody else, even though they're both bach yuvim, and both punches, both places, the punch was strong enough really to kill them, still you potter. Shimon holds, you have to have clear intentions to hit this person. You have to know exactly who the person is that you're hitting, then you're chayiv misa. All right, the turnover. We'll continue on the other side. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Roitzeach shenis orav b'achirim. Let's say Reuven is a roitzeach, and he got mixed up now with other people. So locker is kulam pturim. We do not have a right to kill anybody over here. Since we do not know who is the murderer and who is not, therefore they're all potter from Misa. And the Gemara is different. Shot to me, one shot, the Gemara is talking about where you have two people standing together, and between both of them, an arrow comes out and kills somebody. Now, the doubt is now which one of these two people killed him. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi said, even though one of them was a tzaddik, so, l'chura, we know the other one is the one that killed, but still, since we do not have clear eidim which one did it, that's called ratzach shenis arav b'acherim, like the two of them mixed together, kulam p'turim. Rabbi Yudah says, koinsonoisa l'kipa. Yudah says, there's a case that you have to put them all together like in jail and keep in a small room, and we starve them to death over there. And the more it comes out that here we're talking about already a shor, shenigma dinoi, a shor that killed a man, and it was a gemara dinoi that's chayav skila, and it got mixed up with other shvarim. So even though the other shvarim were not chayav misa, but now that this shor got mixed up with the other shvarim, it's not bota baraif, because it's a dove choshev, and therefore the rule asa bahano. So therefore, Tana Kamos and Sadra Yud holds, we have to put all the Shvarim together in a keeper, and we have them all killed. And according to this Pshat, the Tana Kamos would hold in such a case, we would give Skila to all the Shvarim. Because since they're Rasa Banor anyway, we might as well give them Skila, even though one is only Chayiv, but you're not ruining anything, so you might as well give them all Skila ready. On this, Rabbi Yudah says no, that we do not give them skila. Benson does not have to bother themselves to give skila, but rather it's enough just to koinsu noisa l'kipa. Now, kol chayve misois shenesorvo zeh bezeh. Anytime you have different people that were chayve misa, they got mixed up together, and we do not know which person deserves this misa, which one deserves that misa. The lachar is nidoyna bakala. We always give them all the simplest misa that's between them. Now, Haniskolim b'nisrofim. Let's say somebody was Chayes Gila got mixed up now with people that's Chayes Reifa. So Rabbi Shimon Aymer nidoyne b'skila. Shimon says a chiddush here that we give them all skila. Since there's one person here that's Chayes Gila, even though the majority of them was Chayes Reifa, but we cannot give them Sreifa. Why? Sha'asreifa chamura. Rabbi Shimon holds Sreifa is a more strict punishment, and therefore we have no right to give them all Sreifa, because there's one person that only deserves Skila, and we cannot give him more than he deserves. Therefore we have to give everybody Skila. However, the Chacham Maim, the Chacham Shita, they hold no Nidayna b'Sreifa. In such a case, we give them all the Misa of Sreifa, because they hold Sha'askila chamura. Skila is the more strict punishment. Therefore, we cannot give skila to everybody because only there is one person that's chayes sreifa, but instead we have to give the misa kal of sreifa. The Wamalem Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says back to Chomin, Ilu loy hoysa sreifa chamur, like I bring you proof to what I'm saying, that sreifa is more strict, because if it was not that way, if it's not for the fact that sreifa is such a chomelik misa, then le nitna le bas koin shazinsa, the Torah wouldn't have given it to this big avera of a bas koin that has nus. She's Michal Lovia. Since the Torah gives a Misa of Sreifam, that's a proof that that's a Misa Chamura. Omer Lo, they said back to Rabbi Shimon, Ilu Lo Hoysa Skila Chamura, if it wouldn't be the fact for the fact that Skila is a Chamur, Le Nitnu Le Megadif, it would have not given to a person that curses Hashem, or else Le Yev Avodah Zarah. So since they get Skila, that's the proof this is the worst Misa. Hanerogim. Now the Mishnah says, Hanerogim Benechnokim, what's going to be somebody's Chayiv Saif? Got mixed up with somebody's Chayiv Chenik, to be choked. So Rabbi Shimon Oimer B'Saif, that's the more Misa HaKal. The Chomer Menor B'Chenik, that's the Misa HaKal. Now the Mishnah, we had the Machlokes before, and the Gemara's before, what the Machlokes is telling you. Now Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah's Chayiv B'Shtei Misa's Bezin. Somebody has a Chayiv, he did two Averis, there's Chayiv two Misas. So Nidim HaChamura, Pshita, we give him the Misa that's more strict. Over Avera Sheesh Pashtei Misa, let's say he did one Avera, there's Chayiv two times Misa. Again, Nidim HaChamura will give him the more stricter punishment. Let's say he lives with his mother-in-law, that's also an Eishas Ish, so we'll give him the Misa of Sreifa, because that's more Chamur. Whereas Eishas Ish is only Chayiv Chenik. Rabbi Yaisiyem, it depends. Nidim V'Zika Rishayna Shebo Olov. You only get the Misa for the first Avera, the first Issa that's upon her. In other words, he holds a Nisa Chalal Issa. So let's say your mother-in-law, she was first an Eishas Ish. So before you married your wife, she was also to you because she was married. Now when you married your wife, true, she becomes now your mother-in-law, but he holds a Nisa Chalal Issa. The first Issa of Eishas Ish that was here first still remains. Therefore, you'll only receive Chenik. Mishnah Hey, Misha Loka Vishana, someone that did one Avera once and he got Malkus for it and did it a second time, he got Malkus a second time. And the Gemara says, talking about a lav that really this chorus involved. Just he gave him Asura for Malkus. So if he did it twice, so Bez the Machnis Nais Lakipa, if he does it a third time, now Bez Nazarite to put him into a special cell, like we'll soon see that he dies there. O Machilu Nais Asurim, that the Mishnah says here, we feed him a Bali, Achikresum Espakas, until the stomach bursts open. We'll soon see what the Seder is. Harig Nefesh Lev Yedim, let's say somebody kills somebody, and there are no real good Edim. The Gemara says, like Edim Yuchedis, we have Edim, just they're not kosher for Bezin the Pascha Misa, but we know for sure the person killed somebody. So again, there's a klal of Machnis Nois Lekipa, we have to lock him up in a cell. O Machilu Noisai Lechem Tzara Mayim Lachatz. We give him, so the Gemara explains, what first we do is this person, we give him a small amount of food. We make his stomach like shrink. So we give him old bread and old water. After it starts shrinking, then we give him serum barley teat, and that makes his stomach crack open. And then he dies. Mishnah Vav, Hagoinev es akasva, somebody steals the kasva, the Gemara says that's a klisharis. Or else we have a kamo bakosim. Somebody curses with a kosim, it's a kishuf, but it means he curses Hashem with it, so it's a type of megadif. Or else we have boyel aru romis, somebody lives with a shiksa, with a bas avikhovim. So the klal is kanoyim poikim bo. Somebody that's a kana, a chosid, he has the right to go and kill him, because he's doing the avera. Koyin sheshimish betuma, a koyin that does the avoida when he's tamei, is enoch of akanim avinos lebezdin, the other brothers cannot take him out to Bezdin to kill him. And some said not to kill him, because a koyin that does the avoida betuma is only chayv misa b'dei shemaim. But it means the other brothers cannot take him to Bezdin to give him malchus, because he's not chayv malchus, because it's a lav shechayv all of misa's Bezdin, you don't get malchus. So what the kahanim do? El rather pircha kuna, the young kahanim moitzi noise chutz lazara, they have right to carry him outside the azara. O matzi nes moicha, they could crack open his head, his brains, big zirim with wooden bats. It's also a type of a klal from kanoim poikim boi. Zar sheshim is b'migdish, possibly a zar or yisro that does the avoid in the base of migdish. We have a kivu raimer v'chenik. He's chayv mises b'day adam. He's chayv chenik. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Perek Yud Aleph, Elu hen hanichnokim. These are the people that receive chenek. Hamakob of Yimai, if a son hits one of his parents, even though he does not kill them, just to make an echaburi, is chayiv chenek. The goin of nefesh miyisrael, if you steal somebody, you kidnap somebody and you sell him, the zokim mamre opi bezdin, the zokim mamre that argued against the bezdin agodol, the novi asheker, the yamisnabe v'shem avodizara, somebody says a nevuah in the name of avodizara, the yabu alei shesish, live with shesish, the zemimei bas koin o boyelo. Even though the bas koin itself she receives sreifa, but the boyla, the man, he receives chenek, and as Edom Zenimim, they also receive the misa of the man, they receive chenek. Hamakov v'yimah, if you hit your parents, eino chayiv atshiyase bem chabura. Yoni chayiv misa, if you make blood, if you make a chabura. Zeh choyma b'mekalel mibamake. This is the chumra of cursing your parents, overhitting your parents. Shehamekalel liyacha misa chayiv. If you curse your parent even after they die, you chayiv misa. But v'hamake liyacha misa pota. If you hit your parents after they die, that's not called meitzi dam, you pota. Hagoinev nefesh miyisrael enechayiv atshiyach nisen l'rishusay. If you kidnap a Jew, yoni chayiv if you bring him into your rishus. Before you sell him, in other words, you have to first bring him into your rishus. You have to first bring him to your rishus and you have to use him. You have to be mishtamish, you have to serve you. Shneimer Apostolic says, v'sameh bo yumachoroi, that first you used him and then you sold him. Hagoinu v'es benoi, if somebody steals, kidnaps his own son, Rabbi Shmuel benoi, sh'Rab Yechon and Bruka mechayif. For that also you chayif misa. V'chol m'poit m'chom senoi, you poit for misa. Because the Apostolic says, so prat l'shemotze b'yodoy, your son is found by you. Gonaf mi shechetzev ever chetzev ben choyren, if you steal someone that's half freed, Rav Yehuda mechayev achom poichim. Rav Yehuda says yechayev, and achom says no yepota. Because the pasuk says, gonaf nefesh miyochem mebnei Yisrael, we dash from mebnei Yisrael, lafuke nebekinani, even a chatzi eved, also yepota from Isa. Your Mishnah base, Zokin Mamre, what's called a Zokin Mamre? Al Pi Bezdin, that he argues against the Bezdin Agodol. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Ki Yipoli Mimcha Dovol HaMishpat, V'goy Melehu Parashah here. Now, what's the case of a Zokin Mamre? That really, Shloisha Bote Dinam Hoyashom. There were three different Bezdin there in the base of Migdash. Echad Yoyeshava Pesach HaRabayis. One Bezdin of 23 was outside the Pesach of the HaRabayis. The Yechon Yeshiva Pesach Azorah. There's another one further inside by the entrance to the Azorah. These two only had 23 apiece. The Yechon Yeshiva Lishkas Agozis. There was one that was the Sanhedrin Agdol of 71 that was inside the Lishkas Agozis. Now, Boyin Lazim. The obvious this was a Mamre, a Zokin Mamre, means a person that's a Baharo. He has Micha, he's a person that people listen to him. And he Paskin in his town one way, and the people there argued on him. So he had a shaila who's right. So what it does is, boyin lezer shapesach harabayis. First they come to the beznin on the harabayis. For yaima, the zokin mamre says like this, kach terashti v'kach dosh v'chaveroi. This is the way I hold, and this is the way my chaverim said back to me. Kach lamarati, this is the way I learned, v'kach limdu chaver, that's what my chaverim learned. In Shomu, if you best to know who's right, Imrim, tell us lehem. V'imlav, if you do not know, boyim lehem l'yaisen shapesach hazara. Then they went up to the second bezdin of the Pesach Hazara. V'yaimer, again, the Zokim will say to them, kach terashti v'kach dorshu chaveroi. This is the way I dashen, and this is the way my chaverim dashened. Kach lemarati v'kach limdu chaveroi. This is the way I learned, this is the way my chaverim learned. Im Shomu, Imrim lehem, if you know who's right, tell us. And if you also do not know, then Eilu v'Eilu boin lebezn Agodol. They both come to the Bezn Agodol. Shebelishches Hagodol. That's in the Lishches Hagodol. Shemimenu yoytzes Torah l'chol Yisrael. From here, from Lishches Hagodol, comes out Torah to Chol Yisrael. Shneimah, the Pasuk says, Min hamokemu Hashayivchar Hashem. Now, Chazal Iroi. Now, the Bezn Agodol obviously tells this Zokin who is right. He tells them what to do. Now, let's say still the Zokin goes back to his own city. Vishana Velimi Kaderach Shayalamad. Still he goes to continue learning the way he learned before, even though he's learning now opposite from the way the Bezdin Agodol told him. Still Potter, he's not Chayiv Mis yet. But Vimhoira Lasis, if he comes back home and he tells the people what to do, Allah Lamaisam, he tells them to act the way he does, then he's Chayiv Misam. Shinema the Pasuk says, Vaisha Shayasa Bizodin. That means Ein Chayiv at Shiyur Lasis is only Chayiv Misa if he teaches people, he tells them what to do. Talmud Shiyur Lasis, let's say Stamet Talmud. That's not a Giyur Lahiro. He's not like a Mamre. He's not a Zokin. People will not listen to him anyway. Potter, even though Yag is on the Bezna God, leaves Potter from Misa. Nimsa comes out Chumrei Kulei. Even though the Avera is really a Chaymer, he's only a Kotan. Like he's not a Baharo and he's going for Kef in the Bezna Godol, still it's a Kulei. That's why he's Potter from Misa, because the people, they're not listening to him anyway. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Chayme b'divrei seifim b'divrei Torah. It's more chomer. What we learn now from divrei seifim mean how the chomim go and dash in the Torah more than what it says in the Torah. In other words, by the parsha Zokin Mamre, that a oimer ain't filin k'dei lavra divrei Torah potter. If somebody goes home and paskins that there's no mitzvah tefillin, and he goes against what it says clearly in the Torah, he's potter. It's not a parsha Zokin Mamre. That's not called hero. It's not called he taught anything, because look in the Torah says clearly there is a mitzvah tefillin. But Chomesh Taitofos, if he goes in Darshans, tells everybody that you're supposed to put five Taitofos, five like batim, in your tefillin, then he's Chayiv Misa. Lohisa Vadivri Seifim, like he's adding on to Hadachom Darshan. It doesn't say clearly in the Torah that you have to have four batim on the tefillin Sharosh. We Darshan for Taitofos, Tatfos. So therefore, if you add on to Hadachom Darshan, the Torah, and that you become a Zokin Mamre with the Tanoim before, and then you be Chayiv Misa. Mishnah Dalet. Eime Misa Noisoi, we do not kill him, a Zokin Mamre, Loi Bebezin Shebiroi, not in the Bezin his own city, Loi Bebezin Shebiyav, not in the Bezin of Yavna. And even when the goldest, when Sahedrin was goldest to Yavna. Elo, but it has to be Yalamala Noisoi, Le Bezin Agod, Shebi Yushalayim, we have to bring him up to the Bezin Agod in Yushalayim. O Mishamre Noisoi, Yad Regal. And this is Rabbi Yehudi, Rabbi Kiva Shita, that used to wait with him and not kill him until it comes the first regal, the first Yom Tov. On my Misa Noisim regal, we would kill him then during Chol HaMoed. Shneimah, because the Pasuk says, V'chol on, Yishmu V'yirov Lo Yizid Noid. Everybody should see and hear what happened.
everybody should learn out not to do like this. So you have to do it before everybody, and that's when everybody comes together on Yom Tov. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda Eman know, ein manan es din oishosdel, we don't leave over, push over his din. When there can't be manan es din, as soon as we pass his chayiv misa, we have to give him his misa. Ela rather, me misa noisa miyod, we give him misa right away. V'kais vin v'sholchen shluchim cholam akoymes. Aye, the Pasuk says, Yishmu v'yiro. So what we do is we send letters to all the places that everybody should know. Ish ploini, ben ish ploini, mischayiv misa bezdin. So this is the way you'll also be makayim the Pasuk of v'cholam yishmu v'yiro. Everybody will hear. That's all. It doesn't say they have to see. He dashed and says, Yishmu, they have to hear about it. If you roll me, they'll be afraid. So it's enough that they'll send letters telling exactly what happened. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Hey, Neviyah HaShekha, what's the case of a Neviyah HaShekha? It's also Chayiv Misa. That's also from the Nechnokim HaMisna B'Yamash L'Shom. If he says over Nevuah what he did not hear, U'mash L'Nemla, or else no, he says over Nevuah that wasn't said to him, even though it was said to another Novi, but if it wasn't said to him, he's also Chayiv Misa. Is misosa b'dayodim. These two types of neviyah sheker is chayiv misa b'dayodim. Means bezdim gives him chenek. Avla koi veshes nevuah. So if a novi that heard his nevuah, but he holds it back, he does not tell it over. Somebody hears the nevuah and doesn't listen to the nevuah, he doesn't care about the nevuah. A novi that does not listen to his own nevuah. Misosa b'dayshemayim. These three cases. It's the only chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, not b'dei yodim. Shneimer Pasuk says, "Anoichi edrish mi'imoi." I will be derish from him. Now Mishnah Vov, "Hamisna be b'shem avodah zarah." If a novi says of a nevuah in the name of an avodah zarah, the yomim he says like this, "Kach omra avodah zarah." This is what the avodah zarah said. Now afilu chivin es halacha, even if he says over the right halacha that letami es atomei, to make the things tomei tomei letara sator. And still is chayiv misa for this. Now, habu al eshes ish, if somebody lives with an eshes ish, does nus, chivon she nichnaso l'reshus habal l'nesuyin. So the question is, what's called a nesuyah? We know if you live with an eshes ish, that's a nesuyah, yichayiv chenik. If you live with an arusa, yichayiv skila. So what's called a nesuyah? So not only that they had nesuyah and they lived together, but kivon shenichnas al reshus habal, and as long as the wife comes, like leaves, we'll soon see, she leaves her father's house and starts to go to the husband's house. L'shem nesuyin, she's called a nesuyah already. Afal pish lenivla, even though she did not live yet with her own husband, still she's called a nesuyah, and therefore habor aleha raised a bechenik. If a man now has nus with her, he's chayiv chenik. The Gemara says the case is that the shluchei habal came to pick up his wife from the father. So as long as the father gave over his daughter to the shluchei habal, at that time she's called a nesuyah. Now the Mishnah ends off, the zoymimei bas koyin or boyer, like we had before. If you give edim zoymimim that wanted to be mechayiv a bas koyin sreifa, they only receive chenik. The same miso boyer, what they wanted to give to the boyer of the bas koyin. Nor is by a bas koyin there's a chiddush that she has nus, a bas koyin, she receives sreifa. Mark the Easter we had before Machloik is what the Nesuya even an Arusa, but the Boilo, the man she lives with, he's only Chayiv Chenik. So now the Edim Zemimim, even though they wanted to be Mechayiv Asreifa, they only received the Misa of the Boilo, they don't receive Chenik. And the Klal is Shekol HaZemimim Magdim Luyaisa Misa. Usually every Edim Zemimim we give them the same Misa they wanted to give. Chosim Zemimim Baskoyin, excluding this case of Zemimim Baskoyin, even though here they wanted to give her Asreifa, but that's the Gemara and Mark is Dashin, so we Dashin here also, Lasos Luyachiv. We give l'ochav l'lachaisay. We give the misa you want to give your brother, and not the misa you want to give your sister. Yeah. Now we're up to the last parak. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelik l'olam haba. Every single Jew, at least most of them, have a chelik, have a portion in olam haba. It's a question exactly what does olam haba mean? Does it mean the zman of the Mashiach after tchias meisim, or does it mean the zman now with the neshamas of tzaddikim go? Like all upon everybody has a chelik, whether big or small, you have a portion there. Shinema the Pasuk says, V'amech kulam tzadikim, the whole nation are tzadikim, li'olam yishuorot, will always be zeicha to inherit the land, which is mid olam habo, neitza matoi, the growing of my work, masa yodil ispor, what I've done is there, my work is there to praise me.
Now the Yelu, but there are some Shein Lam Chelik L'Olam Habo. There are some even Jews that do not have a Chelik L'Olam Habo. If somebody says Ain't Chiyas Emesim in the Torah, he does not agree that in the Torah it mentions the Inyan of Chiyas Emesim. He says no, Ain't Chiyas Emesim in the Torah. For that alone, it's like Midah Keneged Midah. You do not recognize Chiyas Emesim, so therefore you would not be Zeicha to Chiyas Emesim to L'Olam Habo. If somebody says there's no Torah min Hashemayim, also is not zeichem to see Tchias Meisim, to see the Olam Habo. V'yapikurus, some it's not pikurus. The Gemara says it means a person is mevaza Talmud Chacham, mevaza the Torah, mechal zakotchim. It's called napikurus. Also, ain't nochelig Olam Habo. Rabbi Kiva Raimer, af hakurib is svarim hachitzonim. People that read svarim hachitzonim means you read svarim books about minim, about the courses. For that, you're ein lochelik olam habo. For haloiche shal hamakir, if somebody whispers on a wound that he has, which is a type of kshofim, so for that also, he's ein lochelik olam habo. Like he doesn't agree with Hashem, he goes with his type of magician, his kruchais, that's a kofer vika like, is ein lochelik olam habo. What does that mean? Voimir, he says, Kol hamachlo asher samti b'mitzrayim lo yosam olech kini Hashem rafech. He says these words, but it does not mean Hashem. He means that the lechish of this kshofim should heal it. That ain't lo chelik olam habo. Abishur says, af ahigas Hashem b'yes Yosef. Somebody says out a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name with yud kei vov kei, says it the way it is. That's not very also like you're not makir the chshivos of Hashem. For that is ain't lo chelik olam habo. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, Shloisha Melochim, there are three kings, V'yabo Hedyotis, and four normal people, that Ein Lehem Chelik L'Olam Habo, they do not have a portion of L'Olam Habo. Shloisha Melochim were the three kings, that Yerovam, Achav, U'Menashe. These are the three kings that lost their Chelik L'Olam Habo. They all did bad things, and because of the actions that they did, they lost their Chelik L'Olam Habo. Rabbi Yudah says, Menashe, no, yesh lo chelik l'olam habo. Rabbi Yudah says, no, Menashe did tshuva and Hashem accepted it, and therefore he has a chelik l'olam habo. Shneim the pasuk on Divrei Yom says, Vayispadl elov, he davened, Vayiyoseloi, Vayishma tchinosoi, Vayishiveyu yushlein l'machusoi. That Hashem returned him to his kingdom means Hashem was mekabel his tshuva. Omuloi, the Chum say back, no, l'machusoi heshivoi. True, Hashem returned him back to his malchus. But for loy lechay lo mabo, did not bring him back to chay lo mabo. For loy lechay lo mabo, heshiva, that he didn't come back to. Abo hejyotis, who are the four hejyotis? That's Bilam, even though he was a guy, but mashma stam chasid yom asaylam, they do have lo mabo, and he was supposed to be one, he was even a novi, but he lost it. The doyeg, a Jew, he lost it. The achisoifel, he's the one that gave Avshalom advice, gave him bad advice. The gechazi, he was the Nair of Elisha. He also was Mevaza Tamir Chomim. Is these people Ein Lo Chelik L'Olam Habo. Now the last Mishnah says Dor HaMabul. In the Mishnah Gimel, that's the last Mishnah. Dor HaMabul Ein Lo Chelik L'Olam Habo. The Dor HaMabul, they don't have any Chelik L'Olam Habo. Pienoimdim Badin Belachat Chiyas Meisim, they will not come up for a din, for judgment. Shneim the Pasuk says Lo Yodin Ruchi Biodin L'Olam Loidin v'leruach. Dor haflog ein lam chelik l'olam habo. Dor haflog also doesn't have a chelik l'olam habo. Shneim the pasuk says there. Vayofet Hashem oisim mishom al panei kol aretz. Vayofet Hashem oisim be'olam hazeh. Spread them out in this world. Mishom afitzam Hashem l'olam habo. They won't be zeichet l'olam habo. Anshei zdoim ein lam chelik l'olam habo. The people of zdoim do not have a chelik l'olam habo. Shneim the pasuk says also by them. V'anshei zdoim royim v'chatoim l'Hashem yoid. Royim we darshin bed means be'olam hazeh in this world. V'chatoim they were sins l'olam habo. Avolim din vadin, they will stand up to receive a judgment, another judgment. The pshat in the judgment then is even though they were judged when they died, but they caused things to happen even after they died. People took after them, so whatever was done because of them, they'll get the final judgment by tchias amesim. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, elu v'elu enim din vadin. No, both of them will not stand up vadin. There are mabul and there are anshei stein. Shneim the pasuk says, "Alkein lo yikum erushrayim by mishpat." So Darshan came to Yikum Rishon by Mishpat to Doram Abel. They will not get up for another judgment. For Chatoyim, but the Adas Tadikim, Elu Anshes Doim. Omrulah, they said,
They won't get up in the Yadas, the congregation of Tzadikim. They'll get up in the Yadas for sure. They will have their Mishpat. Meraglim ein lem chelik l'olam habo. The Meraglim will not have a chelik l'olam habo. Shneim the pasuk says, "Vayemusu hanoshim moitzi diba soretz ro for magayf of ne'ashem." These people are dal of ne'ashem. Vayemusu vidashim b'olam hazeh for magayf of b'olam habo. Doham habo, doham midbar ein lem chelik l'olam habo. The doham midbar also will not have a chelik in l'olam habo. V'yinayim dem badin, they will also not be zeichet to get up bedin. Shneim the pasuk says, "Ba midbar hazeh yitamu," and this midbar they will end. V'sham yemusu, there they will die. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva that the Dor HaMidbar also will not have a Tchiyas HaMeisim. We have Elezer Weimano, Aleim Huaymer, and this the Pasuk says, Isvuli Chaside Korse Brisi Alei Zavach. So there the end to Dor HaMidbar, they made a bris, they'll have a Chelik Nilam Habo. Adas Korech, the Adas of Korech, Eino Hasidel Alas, they will not come up from the shoil, from the grave. Shneur Pesach says, "Batachas leimoritz b'olam hazeh, fa'yoyv v'mitoicha kol olam habo." Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Now that's Korach will not get up at Chiyas HaMeisim. Hevlezer v'aymer aleim o'aymer. And then the Pesach says, "Hashem emus amechayim merit shov ayol." He will bring them up. Haserash hashvotim ein masidim lachta. 10 shvotim will not return. Shneur Pesach says, "V'yishlechem el ratzach eretz kiyem hazeh." Maha yoyim hazeh. Just like today, Hoylech goes, V'enachos doesn't return. Fame also them, the Asaras HaShvatim, Holchem V'enachosim, they will go and not return. Did Rabbi Kiva, these are words of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lezer Vaymeh, Moha Yoyim, Ma'apelumeh, just like today becomes dark and lights, it's lit again, Asaras HaShvatim, Shofolhem, they became dark for them, Kachosad Loyalhem, but eventually they'll come back, there will be light for them. Then the Mishnah says, Anchi Yer Nidachas, the people of Yer Nidachas, Ein Lom Chiluk Lom Mabo, Shinem HaPosuk says, Yotzo Noshem, B'nei Bliyal, B'in Kibecho, P'yadichos Yeshve Yirom. So these are the people that worship the Avodah Zarah. V'en and Horgam, they're not killed at Shiyu Madichel Meyos Yir until the people that caused them were from that city, or Meyos Hashevet, and from that Shevet. V'yad Sheyudach Ruba, until most of the city worshiped the Avodah Zarah. V'yad Sheyadichem HaNoshim, until the men worshiped. What's going to be Dichu, Noshim, Ktanim, they only made the ladies and the Ktanim, or Sheyudach Muton Yemiyat, a minority of the people worshiped the Avodah Zarah, Shoyim Medichel Chutzlo, or the person that caused them to do it, was from a different Oretz, Hari Elu Ki Yechidim, they're like Yechidim. Therefore, tzrichim shnei edim v'asro v'cholecha v'yechad. You have to have two edim and one, each one of them, for them to get the misa. Zechem v'yechim nezachur man yechidim and marubim sheyechidim meskila. The yevyachad that's worship of Avodah Zarah gets skila. The figure therefore m'mayin apolot. His money is saved. V'yam marubim nesayif but whole year nidachas. They are killed with sayif and the figure m'mayin apolot. Therefore, the money is lost. People are traveling through in a chamor or in a camel. They save. Then the chosim of tzadikim in this city are burnt, but outside they're saved. They shall return them in the chosim proper v'shoyim. They're destroyed, whether they're inside or outside. Shinema Gosvosik says, "Vias kol shlo tikpoy satoch rechayv v'goymer." In main rechayv, there's no main street. I used to rechayv, they have to make one. Hari rechayv v'chutzlo. The street was out. The main street was outside. Kreis v'sochah, they have to bring it inside. The seraphtoy v'eshas here. Vias kol shlo kol l'ashem l'kecham. Sholov lo goy shlo shemayim. Mikan amru hakdeshes shabo yiftu sumash yikavu. Ma'isashen v'kitzva kodesh yignozu. Whereas the kitzak the kedushes Hashem, they're not destroyed. Kol l'ashem l'kecham. Rabbi Shimon amru kodesh bochu. Matem osam din pir nedachas malam yalechem kilo atem malam oy lo kol l'fonai. That the city has to be burnt down and not rebuilt again, that's the watson, that's the mitzvah that Hashem says, and we can't take anything from the city. Because when the Shoyim are there, there's Chavroinaf, Hashem is angry, we won't destroy.